beings. Borshal Yud and Borshal Tes.
So just to refresh my memory, so we had, the Gemara says that Yesh Av L'Nezikim and Yesh Av L'Misa. Pashas of the Sugya is that there are two Avos of Bor. So we should note that the Rav suggested, and I saw in Rav Moshe Rosenberg and Sefer, he had the same suggestion, that maybe the Pshat in the Gemara is that it's two different aspects of the same Av. And that it's really one of. Ze of lemisa ve ze of lenizakin. I think it's hard to get into the words, but if one goes down that road, then it solves all the questions of what's considered to be an of, how clear must it be in the pasuk. Nevertheless, so the simple reading of the sugya is that there are two avos, yesh of lemisa ve yesh of lenizakin, and there are at least two Nafkaminas Ladina between the two Ovois. One, what's the one we've spoken about already? Between the Ovel and Misa, Ovel and Ezekin, it's clear. As a Nafkamina? Misa Shel Adam, right? Well, let's see. Okay. What Yoni's saying, let's start with that. That if a shore falls into a Borshal test and dies, so one will be Potter. Correct. And then there are two nafkaminas in terms of the turim of bor, because we say bor shor v'le odom chamor v'le kelim, that only applies to a bor shel yud, doesn't apply to a bor shel tes. And then we haven't learned this yet, but there's a ptur of mukdashim. The Rambam has close to Gemara later on. The Rambam Hilchos Bor was at his Perek Yud. Perek Yud, Perek Yud Beis. Perek Nizkim Lomim Yud Beis. Nafal l'seicha shor psuli ha-mikdash and ha-meis ha-reis ha-potu she-nemar v'ha-meis yaloi mi she-meis shaloi yotzezem shu osu b'anoya v'dino she-yikover. So pashtus is if a psuli mikdash would drop in and get damaged, so then we would be chayiv to pay for it. So the second nafkin between a bor of l'nezikin and of between the two ovos would be psuli mikdash. Alright, so there are three differences in halacha. The basic difference in halacha that Yoni pointed out that we're going to discuss right now is that if a shor falls into a borshal test and gets killed, so then we are potter. But then there are two nafkaminas ledina, right? That one is that the din, that the gzeiras hakosov of shor b'lei odem chamor b'lei kelim, the gzeiras hakosov of v'ameis yaloi only applies to a bor shel yud. And the Chora that points out what the Rav said, and what I just saw, Rav Nachum Pritzovitz in Eretz Yisrael was the most sought after shir bizmanai. Right, the Ito, this goes back to before my time in the 60s. So the two shurim that were discussed as the most sought after shurim were Reb Michal of Nebrak, Reb Michal the son-in-law of the Brisker Rav, Reb Michal Feinstein, and Reb Nachum in the Mir. And many of the great, great shurim. But that was probably after Reb Shmuel Rozovsky was nifter. So the... So Reb Nachum and the Rav had the same approach, that they are two separate chalashem shel bor. That the Torah defined two separate kinds of mezikin. That the bor shel tes is not, the bor shel yud is not a deeper bor shel tes. Because the bor shel yud was a deeper bor shel tes, So Yoni's distinction could still be sustained. Because we could say that the Borishal test doesn't usually kill. That we'll discuss. All right? So in this case, it killed. Potter for some reason. That's what we're going to look into. But then, but is there any reason to say Al Pi Svara that Shor V'Loi Odom should only apply to a Borishal Yud? There's no Svara. The Torah gives us a Chiddush. A Chiddush Ladin of Bor Shor V'Loi Odom Chamor V'Loi Kelim. The emes is Vitzorichi and Godol. But the Rambam explains this Gzeres HaKosel. The Rambam says that when a person, that when it comes to people, so there's an expectation that people are looking where they go. So a crater, a borshal yod, if I dig a borshal, I would expect a person to watch out, he wouldn't fall into it. A borshal test, don't have that expectation. Yeah, that's a, but notwithstanding the Rambam's hesver, Shitzarachian, how he came to this hezber, l'chayra bor chamor v'lei kelim is geres hakosav, and certainly the tur pshulim mekdashin is geres hakosav. So the Torah gave a geres hakosav only applies to one of, not the other of. So first of all, it helps us appreciate the distinction between the two ovos. It makes the possible shot that the Rambam suggested and that the Bar Moshe presented as being very difficult. L'chaver, two separate ovos, separate dinim. All right, so we have clear in our mind what's pshat, two separate ovos. All right? Just like every ov has pturim, tomen legabe yesh, right? Rishus haravim legabe karen, right? So it's legabe shein v'regel, not karen. So Bor has strange patur in Chidushim Ladina. And now we learn that's only Gabi of Bor Shel Yud, not Gabi of Marshal Tess. Good? So that means that the Torah is defining them as different mazikin. They're the same, they're one of, because they're going to be defined in the same way. They're Rebbe Chaim. They're Bishus Rabban, but the Torah Sama Bishuscha. But they're going to be different in the Peturim. So that's what it means, that they're different Shema, so to speak. Different, they're different Mazikin. What you say about one, you cannot necessarily imply the other unless you have a Raya or a Svar, they should be the same. Good. So now, exactly how we come to the conclusion of the two different ovos, how the Gemara came, the Hachazal came to the conclusion. So that's what we learned on Thursday, that there are, that the Yerushalmi is the clearest, Xeris HaKosov, Ki Yiftach Ish Bor, Ki Yichir Ish Bor, it says Bor twice. Good. That's the easiest. Then Rashi similarly says Vamezi Eloi. So Mashma de Bora Sor de Bar Mikdalu Chai Bemisa Shor Habotsim Hochi Bemisa Lechayev Habinizokim Lechayev. Also Agzeris Akosav Rashi and Tosvis says it's Misvara. A Svara that Vamezi Eloi. So it has to be a boar that is Darke Lomas. So we at least have three Malchim. How do we get to the two boars? Zeres HaKosav, Yerushalmi, Taisvis Svara. What does Svara mean? The Torah says that Bameis Yaloi. So we see that it's a boar HaMemis. Taisvis says, but we know Chazal understood only a Borshal Yud is Memus. A Borshal Tess is not Memus. So the Torah seems to distinguish between of Borshal Tes. The parasha discussing Hamesi Eloi, that the animal died, must be a Borshal Yud. If a Borshal Tes ended up killing the shore, Al Zeli Dibra Torah. Torah didn't discuss that. Tanachayim. But if a Borshal Tes damaged the shore, why should I be potter? So there's a boar the Torah spoke about, that's the Av, and therefore has all the Pturim, and there's the boar that the Torah was Merameis to. Alright? Rashi is two Lashonis. Second Lashon is very easy to read. We know there are two Baris in the Chumash, because it says V'nafal Shoma, and it says V'meisi Eloi. No. So two separate events. Nafal Shoma, whatever happens, happens. And Meisi Eloi died. So, L'chayra, that Rashi is similar to the Yerushalmi. The Achronim divided up into three different possible sources. One is Svara, one is Gersa Kosev, and one is the Yukid Dekra. It's in Chumash, but it's not explicit in Chumash. Right? Three different ways we can come to a din. Gersa Kosev, Allah Chalameshim, we see nice interpretation of the Chumash. We would not come to the conclusion on our own. The Torah spells it out, either Mamish spells it out, or through Allah Chalameshim, we see nice. It says Bor twice. Then Taisus mi Svara, I understand the term in a certain way. And then there's a third way, it's not clear in the Chumash, not clear in the Chumash, but we are able to derive it. Exactly how to organize Rashi, which one's which, is not so clear to me. Good. So now we want to focus on one issue over here. We want to focus on Reuven's shore falls into Shimon's Bor Shel Tes, and they go to Beis Din, and Shimon says, "I'm potter because of the Bor Shel Tes." All right, so Beis Din will potter Shimon from the loss of the shore. What's the hesber for that tour? Right, why is he put? Kachadin. Going back to what Yoni said 15 minutes ago. Echad achoyfer bor oisiach oimor echritz. The loma nem are bor. Doesn't matter whether it's a moat, a ravine, a hole, a trough. Oh God, it doesn't matter what you call it. It's something which was dug in the ground. Loma nemar bor. So why did the Torah choose bor? Ashiya boy kedei lohomis. Bor teaches us it has to be Death Valley, right? It has to be something that can kill. Kedei lohomis. V'kama kedei lohomis. Oyemek asar tochem. Amhoya pochis miasara v'nafal tzech ashar oy shor beima chay v'oif umeis. If it broke all its legs, Rachmana Litzlan, you got to pay the vet bills. Right? You got to pay full. Not that, that's incorrect. You don't pay for full. That's incorrect. You pay the loss of value in this shore. The loss of market value. Good. It died, so the owner sustained even greater loss, some potter. Right, kachadin. Why am I potter? What's the hesber? Why I'm potter? Was that? So Rashi's lashon is right. You and I would have said zeres hakosav, short shear, we're done. Right? Zeres hakosav. The Rishalmi says, "Bor ki yiftach ish bor v'chiyesh bor, borlin bisa borlin izaken." Bor Lemis is Yud. Bor Nizok is not Shal Yud. You have a Bor Shal Nizok, and the animal died. Potter. Zeres HaKosav. Right? Tosfos explained what Eli said. No, Rashi explained. Rashi said, Reuven is claiming that the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us that my boar didn't kill your shor. It's a boar shel tes. It doesn't kill shvarim. Right? All indications are that if it wouldn't have fallen into my pit, it would have been living happily ever after. So that's a svara. Omer Abonon, the bor shel tisha poter, the loy machmas habor meis, the ein boy kedei lomis. Right? And what happens if it's taka a shvach shor? It's a sickly shor. And also potter. She ain't boy kedei lomis. Why am I potter? Right? If you have a keli and it's a fragile keli, and I damage that keli, Adma Mazik. So it's a fragile keli, so it was worth less. Right? So I'm going to pay you less. It wasn't worth $100 worth 50 beans. So I caused you a smaller damage. So it was a fragile shore. So my boar is kedei lahamis. It's not kedei lahamis, your average shore. It's kedei lahamis, it's a fragile shore. So how do we understand what Rashi said? The loy machmas of boar meis. The ein boy kedei lahamis. It's going to understand Rashi. If it's Xeris HaKosev, if Rashi would not explain it to us, but Rashi feels the Echrech to explain it to us. The Loi Machmas Abor Meis, the Ein Boi Kedei Lomis. So we said this Kasha in several ways. We said the same Kasha that this is not usually a tie in Hezek. I can't say in Hezek that I can't create a suffix. Maybe at the same time as my fire burned your crops, they would have been wet. It wouldn't have burned your crops. So since why is that a p'tur? That's a hard in Rashi. What about in Tosfos? What did Tosfos say? What's Tosfos lashon? Rashi says my taina is that my boar didn't cause the misa. Hezra, how do you explain it? How do you understand it? Why is it a valid claim? What does Tosfos explain? No, what? Right, so Tosfos' language of here is that the be'inon kedei lahamis, I need a boar that can usually kill. Tosfos in Daf Yud Amud Aleph explains it even with greater clarity. We're just going to helicopter in. Masha ein came before the pachis miyud. Potter misa came in the ein regilus lamis bepachis miyud. Doesn't usually happen. I'm potter because Rashi says it didn't happen. Tosfos, it did happen. My boar caused your animal to die. I am responsible. I'm not chayv to pay for it though. I was the one who, if I wouldn't have dug, my boar wouldn't have died. Right? They argue in Metzius. Rashi said, my boar didn't cause the death. Right? Tosfos says, my boar caused your shor to die, but who could have expected it? Doesn't usually happen that way. So why am I potter? What's the base of being potter? I didn't have to be choshish for it. So what does that mean? I didn't have to be choshish for it. Therefore, so I didn't ask. That's what Daniil was saying last week, and he found in Rav Nachum also that I'm not a chayiv. I wasn't a chayiv to do shmirah. So our question on that, was, what was our question on that? Why is that a hesber flawed? First of all, the metzias, I don't understand. If I have a mazik, so do I create my, is my chiyuv of shmirah dependent on possible risks, possible damage? In other words, I dug a pit. I have a deck in my house. I invited everybody to a barbecue on my deck. I don't have a mak around it, right? More than Yitzvachim, when it was over in Yisrael Reisler. That's number one. But now somebody falls off the deck, right? And so is my shmira, if it's normal that a person would fall off and gaffer and break a leg, so I have one kind of shmira. If it's normal that a person will fall off and mamish, God forbid, so then I have a different kind of shmira. And is my shmira dependent on is my obligation of shmira dependent on the risks that are involved? In America, we do insurance that way. But I'm willing to pay more premiums for a greater possible damage. But do we do shmira that way? We do a risk, a cost benefit analysis in insurance. But is that how shmira works? If I have an animal and it can cause a certain amount of damage, so therefore I have a certain level of shmira. And then if it causes more damage than my shmira was for, so then I'm putter? Does that make sense? Was that? Separate kasha. No, we're not discussing that now. We're discussing is my shmira, is that a reasonable thing to say? My animal did more damage than it normally does. I guided my animal. Right? They told me, the township said, this animal, for this kind of an animal, use a certain kind of fence. Oh, good? Okay. Now my animal broke through the fence and then did more damage. So I say, I'm potter? Because I was only told to put up a fence because my animal only causes $100 damage. So I was told to put up a $100 fence. It's a $100 fence. Now it caused $5 damage. That kind of fence I wasn't hired to put up. Does that make sense? With what? Case of onus. All right. So you want to say I'm an onus. So why am I an onus? Because my Tosfos says, okay, so we're shifting gears now. Right? What Mordechai and Daniel were saying is that it wasn't Chayv Shmira. So what Alex is saying is Pshat and Tosfos is it's an onus. So what's the flaw in that argument? Chilav Pshiyav Sefer Bainus is Chayv. So if the tour is because it did more than I was supposed to do, more damage than it could have done, also doesn't work. So the first issue that I wanted to look at is the kasha a valid kasha? Because again, we're zeroing in on one nakuda. I dug a bor shel tes. Reuven's shore fell into my bor and died. Tyrus is on potter. Good. Kacha din. So I want to understand why am I potter. I don't understand why I'm potter. So is this a valid kasha why am I potter? Is it in the category of tom legameish that I don't really know I'm potter? Is it in the category of chatzi nezek tzoros, I don't really know I'm potter in half? I mean, is a kasha a good kasha? I just want to know. That was grappling. Maybe it's not a good kasha. Maybe kacha kosa b'Torah. Without the Rambam, I wouldn't know why Shor v'Le'odnim Chama Le'Kelim. Is it a kashus that's worth probing? No. So what's it? So yes or no? What do you think? Do you just chalk up your thought? No. What would you say?
I think so, because you're not really asking why it exists in general. You're asking it in reference to something else. When you said peace, you're asking like why is it in general not allowed, and then you say, oh, it's, you don't know. But in proportional test versus.
So you're telling me it's inconsistent with other halachas.
Yeah. So we're saying we're asking.
I don't know if that's grounds to justify a kasha, it could be a chiddush b'kara. No, could be nothing bad. But go ahead, Daniel.
I feel like the kasha in regards to meat is a valid kasha. The bigger kasha I would ask is why you're talking necessarily about the zikin. I'm saying to say that if
so, okay, one second. So Daniel's asking a different kasha, which Eli was saying before, which we don't have time to go into right now. The machlokes was shown him later on in the mesechta whether when I'm potter from misa, am I chayiv to pay for the maximum hezek below misa.
But if you put that aside, you say that your potter for misa makes sense because clearly it couldn't have been my born. So I mean, you can even say that Rashi and Tosfos are just pointing it out from different perspectives. That Rashi says it's the din of the born, Tosfos says it's the din of the person, the vav of born. But regardless, it seems that there must have been something else because my actions alone, the born that I had was pachos miyud. So it couldn't have been my
port.
It must have been something else.
Okay, so Daniel made two separate points. One point is that we're not going to go into the machlokes between the Meiri and maybe Ben Chanano. Whether later on in the Mesichta, in this particular case, can Reuven still sue for damages? Can't sue for a dead shor? But before the animal died, we would have taken a snapshot. We would have seen an animal with four broken legs. Nope. So, there was a hezek before it died. Lachar wasn't a sudden death. Right? Machlokes v'shoinim. I don't think you have time to go into it right now. Next, Danila is saying a different word. He's saying that the hezger in Rashi and Tosfos is that there must be multiple causes in this hezek, in this misa. Granted. But one step before that is the kasha a valid kasha? No, Effie?
I think the way I understand that there's the general kasha by Maman Hamazik of why a person should have to pay if they didn't have to.
Correct. Right.
So there's a line in each Hamazik where when a person has a certain amount of shio, we can say that this is enough your fault that we're going to make you pay.
Correct.
And that's what we're trying to figure out by each hour, where that line of she is. And on the other side of that line, as long as you can say that it's reasonable to assume that it's not the Baal's Shia that's causing the hezek, we won't make them pay.
Is Evie saying that the Torah is telling me that if I dig a bor shel tes, so I haven't crossed the line of pshia vis-a-vis misa, right? So what happens with chilosei b'pshia? I did cross on the pshia lehezek. So why am I not chayiv now for soifei b'oynes that it died?
You never had pshia to create misa.
I didn't have, because this board does not kill animals. So Lagabe, this hezek, I wasn't appreciated. So what Effie's saying, Lachor, is something along the lines, you can find this in Reb Nachum also. What Effie's saying is that what the Torah is teaching me that this does not follow the rules of Tchilosei B'Pshia B'Sofei B'Oynes. But one step before we follow up what Effie and Daniel were saying. Is the Kasha valid Kasha? Is it a correct thing, or should we not just say that the Torah said there's a cause? No, Yoni?
I think the kasha is only a good kasha if you understand misa as a greater version of mezika.
Correct. But if we say that misa is separate chefza, not a good kasha. That could be one teretz. Go ahead, Benji.
I'm not sure if this is what Daniel was saying, but could we say that, let's say a person kills a tree?
Yeah.
He's putter because he didn't actually kill him.
Correct.
So to hear that we're saying inherently we
correct
as an objective form of nezikin, so it shouldn't so it shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, so that's what Beniel is saying. It's a little bit shaky the way you're saying it because we don't usually make that taina. Here you're saying the Torah is machash, this is a fact of here. The Torah is saying it's a fact. Okay? Vero?
It's only good kasha according to Tosfos.
Why?
Because Tosfos learns out the Borshal test, the Svara.
Okay, good. So if you had to justify the kasha, the justification for the kasha, the Chor Bel saying is correct. That it could very well be that would we only have the first position of Rashi or the last position of Tosfos, it may be an invalid kasha. Could be. It could be it's exeris hakos. However, there are two reasons why it is worth, why we should be asking the kasha. One is, as Beryl said, that according to Tosfos, the two aves are based on svara, and Tosfos gives us the svara, so we have to understand that svara. And Tosfos' svara is that it doesn't, that this borshal test doesn't usually kill. So we have to explain what that means. I would add to Beryl, what Beryl is saying is that it could be that the kasha is not a good kasha, but we have to understand the hesber, the different hesber of the Rishonim. And it could be, even to follow what Mordechai would said, it is an inconsistent halacha. All right? But if it was only Xeris HaKosov, then we would try to give some hesberim, but we wouldn't be able to fully understand it. But since Tosfos says that it's a svara, since Rashi in the second Lashon gives a svara, since the Rambam gives what seems to be two different svaras, so tzorach inyan, you have to explain this, all right? So again, we're holding right now is the facts are that Tosfos explains this chiddush din, that a borishal yud. Again, just where are we holding? We're holding that the Gemara says that they're two obvious lagavi bor. The Gemara says that they are distinct primarily in terms of a borishal tesis potter mi borishal yud. We know that once we, borishal is potter mi misa. We know in addition that they are distinct obvious because there are separate halachas that only apply to a borishal yud. Exactly how we got to this position of Machlekes Rishonim we discussed on Thursday. Now we're zeroing into this one din, why a shor that dies in a borshal test, why am potter? So we could say Xeris HaKosu, but Hayois, that Tosfos gives the Hesber, and Rashi gives the Hesber, and Rambam gives the Hesber, so we have to at least explain what those is being to the best of our abilities. So Tosfos' Hesber is that my boar shell test doesn't usually kill. Rashi's Hesber is my boar shell test did not kill. And Rambam says, Rambam had halacha yud. That a boar shell test is not kidei lahomis. And Chazal said it has to be Achiya boy Kedei Lahomis. And then in Halacha Yud, Halacha Tes Vav, there Rambam explains that it's Ki'onos. V'ein ha-misa v'chol shu mitzuya v'arehu k'moy ones. Rambam is difficult in that he uses two distinct lashonos, and then Rambam is even more difficult why he explains why he gives half of the hesber in halacha yud and half the hesber in halacha tesvav. Okay, I don't think we'll be able to answer all the kashas. All right, so if we'd stop over here, we'd be good. We'd have three hesberim in the shonim. We'd have three kashas. We would be parved mitoch dvar halacha, and it's fine. And we can live with kashas. So one hesber is along the lines of what Daniel and Mordechai was saying, that the terrorist machai have a certain shmira. So I have difficulty with understanding that. And one hesber is at the din of oines, and then we have to finish up by saying what Effie was saying before, that the Torah says that legabe bor, we don't have a din of tchilosei v'pshia v'soifoi v'oines. The Torah's din of bor is that I'm only chayer for the pshia that I created. Why am I only chayer for the pshia that I created? Okay, so now we'll explain a nakuda that the Birkei Shmuel explains. I think it's Siman Gimel. I think it's maybe Ois Tesvav. It's a yisod, and there are many ways to get to this yisod. One way is the way we just went. Why take I'm only chayer from the fact that I'm only chayer for pshia in this case, and not chayer for oines. Or we could establish a yesod and bor built on what Reb Chaim said, that every mazik has to be a maisa hamazik. Alright, after full disclosure, Reb Chaim's lashon was a little bit different, and that is, his lashon was that tashlumei hezek are always tashlumen for something that I damaged. I'm always trying to replace, trying to fix my maisa hezek. It's a little bit different. But the yisoid that we developed in the sugya of Mechalia Karna is that I'm always being held responsible in the parsha of Nezikin for a maisa, an action that I did that threatened you or that damaged you. Masha'ena Kain, if I did something and in the secular terms I am responsible for it, but I didn't cause it to happen. There was a secondary cause in place. It wouldn't have happened if I didn't do what I did. But there were other causes in place, right? So the Birkei Shmuel points out, where is the Maisa Hezek in Bor and Esh? Maisa Hezek, when it comes to Shor, Momen, and Mazik, and I can picture it, I can take a picture of it, I can take a snapshot. Right? When my animal damaged, right? The Maisa Hezek, what am I Mazik? I can take a snapshot. So when Reuven punched or threw Shimon's kalim down on the floor. Where's the Maisa Hezek in Bor? No, why isn't there an obvious answer? Well, it could only be digging. Digging happened 5 years ago.
Tony
Nizek, right? So I did a Maisa Hezek. I dug a Bor in 2012. And Kadosh Baruch Hu was good to me, and nothing fell into it for 5-6 years. I had a mamash, a mazik day, maybe I was over in the Easter Hezek, maybe it was mevat the mitzvah havas reyim, right? Maybe it was mevat the mitzvah leishvan abolov, maybe it was over in Easter Gez or whatever, but and then a chanami. Ben Odom Lamokim, different things are happening, but Kadosh Baruch Hu was good to me and nothing fell in. All of a sudden I get a report that the board that I had totally forgotten about, something fell into it. So somebody walked into my board. So where's the Maisa Hezek? Maisa Hezek wasn't when somebody fell into my board. Same is true for Eish and board. The Maisa Hezek is when I created the board. When I created the Eish. That's what the Birkei Shmuel points out. That Bor and Eish, when the Gemara says that they are different, Shein Lehem Ruachayim, that they are not Hoylech Umazik. So what the Gemara is pointing out is that the Maisa Hezek that are being held responsible for is the creation of the Mazik. So it says the Birkei Shmuel, once that's true, so I can only be held responsible for the mazik that I created. And if the mazik that I created is a mazik ha-mazik and not a mazik ha-memis, I didn't do a maisa hezek on misa. And that's what the Torah is pointing out. That a person takes a chritz, kol shu, 2 tvachim, 3 tvachim, 4 tvachim, 9 tvachim, he's created a mazik that does hezek, but that doesn't do misa. So why should it be held responsible for the misa that it does? Now, that nakuda, there are different ways in which you could say it. You could say it, and this is a yesoid, and it can be expressed in it, but you can say it's a one chetz shel hezek, it's not a chetz ha-memis. You can say that's a Torah defined. You can say what Daniel Mordechai was saying, memela, there's a certain level of shvira that's put into place. You can say what Effie said, that therefore it is not subject to tchilosei v'pshiyah v'soifei v'oynes, because it's a separate din. I'm not being held responsible for all of the events that happen in this boor, because the boor is a different ob. That's true when I create some kind of hezek. Over here, when the Torah was machadesh, that I do a mice in 2012, and now in 2018, I'm still chayiv for that hezek. Why am I chayiv for that hezek? I'm chayiv for the a mice hezek I did by creating a boar. Well, that mice hezek was a mice hezek shel hezek. It was not a mice hezek shel misa. Rashi used his lashon. He'll say, because my boar didn't cause the hezek the way Daniel said it. That's what the Rav says. The Rav says that it's there must be a partner in this hezek. There must be a partner in the hezek. It's like if Reuven digs a boar and Shimon pushes the shore into the boar, who's chayav? Shimon's chayav. Because here the mice said it was not by Shimon. Nothing would have happened and not for Shimon. Nothing would have happened not for Reuven, because Shimon had no place to push the shore. But there, the Maisa Hezek is not the boar that I dug 4 years ago. It's Shimon. He takes over. So the Rav said, the Neil's point in this way. It's Ke'ilu that there is another Mazik over here. Rashi, Tosus, Rambam, Aniyas, Daiti, they're all saying the same idea with different Nuschois. The Yesoida Yesoid is a Machayim, is a Birkashul, that when it comes to boar, there's a different kind of Machayim. Our Kasha is, can we explain this? So, the Rishonim explain it. How do we explain the Rishonim? How do we explain that this defies Chilosim Shivsai Vainas? How do we explain that by saying that my boar didn't kill your shore, which is a fully healthy shore 5 minutes ago, and all indications are my boar did kill your shore. How do we say, no, didn't kill your shore? Something that would not be sustained in any other area of hezek. If I say, my this boar, I've tripped many shvarim in this boar. Always the one leg. So you have a shore. What? All 4 legs broke. So I'm chayiv? Yeah, I'm chayiv. Because my boar broke 4 of your shore's legs. It never happened before. It was always a one-leg boar. No. I'm chayiv. We don't say. Right? So why, Lagavi Misa, do we say it? Why does the Rambam say it's ke-onus? It's not a real onus. You can't say it's a real onus. I didn't have to dig this boar. I'd have to dig it over here. I could have covered it. I could have put a cone there. I could have done something. It's not a real onus. It's ke onus. Rambam doesn't say it's an onus. Have you kimoy onus? Eina misa bakolshu mitzui. It doesn't normally happen. It doesn't normally happen. Does that make me an onus? that mean onus means my havalele mevan. He couldn't have done more. Of course he could have done more. He could have said that once in 3,000 situations, a person dies in the situation. So I have to take care of that. Right? Person has, if a person's going for a procedure and you say, don't worry, mortality rate is 1 in 3,000. And you get worried, right? Look around, sure, you say there are 3,000 guys in this place. So I'm one of them, right? So you could have done more. So over here, why is it, or how are we supposed to understand that all of the hezbeir we're giving, that the word is, the yisoid is, that when it comes to bor, the Torah is mechadish, that I'm chayiv for creating a mazik. When it comes to shor, so I am chayiv, we haven't discussed it yet, either because I didn't watch the shor properly, because the shor is an extension of my hezek. Oh, I'm a mazik, I'm chayiv because I punched somebody, I'm chayiv. I didn't have my hezek. Right? Where is the mazik? Where is the machayiv and bor? Machayiv and bor could not be because you fell into my bor. I'm not there. I'm not doing anything. The Torah says the machayiv of bor is because I dug a bor. Oh. So what was this ma'isa? Now, just like we discussed in Machal Yekarna, that the Torah was machanesh, that I cannot say, let's do the Rashba. I cannot say that my Hezek was not Mazik you because your Tavu was growing better now, because I did a Maisa Hezek and I'm Chayiv for that Maisa Hezek. We define the Maisa, what happened at that moment. So the same thing is over here, only hope you're going, it goes Leptur. We define the moment. The moment I dug that bore, what did I do? So Tosfos says, I created something that could hurt Shvar. Okay, Chayiv. Did I create something that normally damages, kills Shvar? No, Potter. I did not create that Hezek. That's not the Mais Hezek which I did. It happened. In the second time, am I responsible? It wouldn't happen if not for me. Yes, yes, and yes. But the Torah says that I'm Chayiv for doing a Mais Hezek. If you want to put it, take a moment away from strictly halachic terms and put it just to make it easier for our minds to grasp onto it, questionable if I'm saying it's correct or not. The balance between the obligation of the guy who creates the hezek and between the way a person should watch himself in the street. The balance between that it is important for society to be able to dig holes once in a while. Whatever reason, right? Sometimes we have potholes, we have not potholes, sewer holes all over the place. There is a need to have a hole sometimes in Bishul Rabban. The normal wear and tear, if I'm allowed, in order to give my animals some place where they're going to kick up dirt, they're going to create, right? I'm going to be schlepping something Bishul Rabban. So there's a normal wear and tear. So where is the balance between what's considered to be my right to use the public property and not have to worry about somebody else? Right? And the responsibility of somebody else to watch himself, to make sure he doesn't fall into my... Well, where's that balance? So again, let's get back to Halacha. So the Torah is saying that balance is created by saying you're chayiv, b'shas, maisa, for your maisa. The hezek you're doing when you made your mazik. What happens later on, that the balance now shifts to the person who also enjoys the right every so often to make a bore and needs that up, needs that, and now he is a possible nizik. Right? At what point do I say I am responsible for my maisa? You're responsible for watching yourself. Again, back to Halacha. So Halacha says that the Ribbono Shel Olam said, I'm chayiv for creating this mazik. I'm not chayiv for creating a shore. I'm not chayiv for owning a shore. My ownership of the shore may create certain obligations. I may be chayav because I didn't watch, do those obligations, whatever it is. When it comes to bor, it's the creation of the mazik. Eish is the same thing. So therefore, it's a basher husham. That's why we're not looking at chilosoi be'oines. At soifei be'oines. Because soifei be'oines is not the time when the Torah was mechayav me. The snapshot, ki yiftach v'chi yichre. When I did my ma'isa. What was the mazik I created? I'm only responsible for the mazik I created. Once you understand that ha'ora, then you could say what Mordechai, what Daniel, Mecham, Jeb, Nochem. So that's why I'm only chayav for a certain level of shmira. Because the Torah is being mechayav me because of a ma'isa ezek. No, so that I have to watch out that my ma'isa doesn't do what my ma'isa ezek could have done. So I have to worry about that my ma'is hezek may not do more? No. If I would be considered to be the long-term owner of this bor, if we would look at bor as momen of mazik, it could be different. We wouldn't roll back to the moment you dug the bor. We would say, seif ebrainis, right? This is going to be a discussion in Gimel Bay, so the Gemara says of Amoincha. But right now, the Yesoid, which explains that what I'm suggesting is that the different Lashonis of the Rishonim are all based on this Yesoid. The only way you can understand why we don't apply Tchilosei B'Pshiva Soifei B'Oines is because this is a din where Tchilosei is the Machayev. The only way we can understand why you could say, that doesn't usually damage, they're from Potter. The only way we could say that my boar didn't cause your hezek in a reasonable way is to say, not my boar didn't cause your hezek, my ma'isa hezek didn't cause. Because my ma'isa hezek was a ma'isa hezek that does hezek, doesn't do misa. The only way you could say it's ki'onos, not an onos mamish. It's kill onus. It's not an onus mamish. Onus, I can do more. I could have done more to prevent this misa from happening. It's not expected, but I could have done it. It's not a real onus. It's kill onus because at the time when I built this, at that point in time, the Torah said stop, snapshot. What did I just do? So I just did something where, as the Rambam says, because even the smallest chritz can. So once we understand that, so then that gives a deeper understanding to what the Rav expressed, to what Rav Nachum expressed. That there's a chetz shel bor of yud and a chetz shel bor of tes. It means that the Torah is saying that when I take this snapshot, which is not necessarily the way that we would on our own have paskin this din. When the Torah was mechadish, that we stopped the clock for a moment and said, what might happen right now? So I create a mazik shel tes and a meimis shel yud. Those are two different mazikim. Therefore, they're different halachas. Therefore, the Torah said, a bor shel yud, pick your lashon, because it can normally damage, because I'm chayiv more of a shmira. Because I just dug a killer boar. That's a different chetzah. Different din. It's a different mazik. The Torah said that mazik, that mamis, that is has a p'tur of shor v'loy odom chamar v'loy kelim in by misa. The bor shel tes doesn't have those halachas. That's what it means. It's a different cheftz shel bor. That's what it means that it's a different shame bor. Right? That's mukhrach. It's an emes because of different halachas. The Torah reads it differently. The Torah differently has a kosos for it. It is a different shame. But it's easier to understand because we're looking at one particular point in time, the creation of this mazik. That I can understand that I've created two different kinds of mazik. Okay, good. So tomorrow, Tishon, we'll go on to discuss Avnei Sekinim Masoi and the top places Mishra Lamadnu and the Rosh, right? The Gemara Makomos. And then we'll get to Mamoincha. Okay.